Dumpster Dudes Radio.
I shall not fear no man but God, though I walk through the valley of death.
I should die before I wait.
Please, God, walk me.
Grab a nigga and take me to heaven.
Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past. You wanna laugh?
Man, I was feeling Pac when he said that, man, because things got real for me in my life when I got that thug life tatted on my chest, you know what I mean? All right, I'm lying, y'all. I'm lying, man. But look, man, let me give y'all a little news rundown while BH plugging his microphone in over there. Kawhi is looking at L.A., and it ain't the Lakers. Uh-oh. Better get that mic plugged in. Man. James Harden, Chris Paul, that fell out, man. James Harden told the dude he met Pimp C and Bun B first, and that's H-Town is his town and all that stuff. So the Beard say he got to go, man. And Chris Paul say he want out of there. I don't know what they're going to do over there, man. They just got ragged. Harrison Barnes opted out for $25.1 million. Harrison Barnes. Boy, it's 2019. You're going to end up at the Wynn Job Center. And I'm going to tell you right now, all them computers going to be working, so you're going to end up with no job, man. I don't know what you doing. 25 M's? Harrison Barnes? Man, you better go and get that, man. And tonight is Christmas for Zion. He waking up in the morning to a big present. I think he already knows what it is, so he might be in New Orleans right now picking out homes or drinking hand grenades or doing whatever he needs to do, man. Speaking of New Orleans, Michael Thomas, man. Michael Thomas about to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL. I promise you, Antonio Brown and that doggone Julio Jones, they're going to have something to say about this here, man. They're going to have something to say. Chicago White Sox extend the netting around home plate to extend all the way from foul pole to foul pole. Man, that's the first stadium to ever do that. I think it should have been done 10, 15 years ago. More baseball news, man. Manny Machado gets one game for making contact with an umpire when he aggressively argued balls and strikes. That's crazy because I remember Tim Anderson for the Chicago White Sox, the kid from East Central Community College. Shout out to Decatur, Mississippi, man. East Central Community College. Mississippi JUCO representing always. You know I'm always repping that. Man, he got suspended when he just yelled a slur at a pitcher after the pitcher threw at him. So I don't know what's going on, man. I think I want to side with the umpires in that situation. The umpires are really upset about that. Kyrie Irving, man, he didn't ghost at the Boston Celtics. I don't know. They can't reach him. He didn't change his number. He's not talking to him. He's not showing up. I don't know what's going on with Kyrie, man. That's crazy. Maybe LeBron got in his head. Al Horford opted out, so he's gone. So maybe LeBron called him too. So I don't know, man. BA got his mic hooked up, man. So let's go ahead and get into it, man. You're listening to the Dez and BA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio.
Dumpster Juice Radio.
Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs.
Mike all hooked up, man. What you got for me today, B.A.? What you got going on today, man?
Man, it's some bull junk going on today. I can tell you that.
What you mean some bull junk going on, man? You got like
something
going on.
Everybody think they got a chance to win the championship in basketball.
So who you focus on?
I'm focused on these Lakers.
What's going on with the Lakers, man? Tell me about the Lakers show. What's happening out there? Your boy Rob Cleveland messed the trade up outside. I heard he messed the trade up, and if I'm
New Orleans, he messed the trade up. Listen, ain't no need negotiating something until you get somebody in your hands. So everybody keeps saying that he should have put that in the negotiations. He was more focused on getting him first.
He didn't want to have a chance to have a chance to do something, huh?
Have a chance, you get him, you can negotiate once you get him.
Is that where you at? And if I'm New Orleans, I'm holding him over fire.
But the thing is, by waiting to July, to July, it helps them too. It gives them $6 million. But guess what? They don't care nothing about a free agent. You get what I'm saying? So it's helping both of them, but they act like it's just helping the Lakers. $6 million, that's going to help their cap $6 million, and it's going to help the Lakers $9 million. So instead of helping the Lakers, they can sacrifice their cap. They're not looking for free agents.
And again, like I said to you before, the person that gets caught in the wash is AD.
AD gonna decline that money. He gonna decline it. Because guess what? The reason why I say that is because his agent did exactly what he was supposed to do. Got you to LA.
4 million is expensive.
Now, if you're going somewhere where you didn't want to be, of course not. But they wouldn't even ask. But you are going somewhere where you trying to win at. So in order for you to win, you definitely gotta waive that. You gotta waive it. That's $4 million that can help you win a championship. That could be the $4 million that decide whether you win the championship or lose.
My thing is, I understand that, and it's peanuts compared to the money that he's, you know, worth. Then you look at him going to LA, now his marketing and things of that nature are going to take off even further because LeBron got several commercials, man. I don't know if you know this or not. He is out there, man. He endorses some products.
If I'm Pelinka, Genie Buss, I'm telling you this right here. I give it back to you on the back end.
Now, if you have a gentleman's agreement, and that may be the situation.
I give it back to you on the back end, endorsement. Some kind of, something will repay that $4 million.
And Bron and Rich Paul, them, I mean, I wouldn't think Pelinka is that doggone knuckleheaded to where he didn't think about the possibility of the situation they're in now. If they have a gentleman agreement, because they haven't put it out there whether they talked about it or not. If they have a gentleman agreement on the trade, then I understand that. Then New Orleans really can't, you know, make no fuss about it. AD gives up the $4 million, but AD's going to play with short money. And like I said, if something catastrophic were to happen, AD's the one that's caught in the wash because he's not going to be signing a long-term deal.
Listen, believe me. Only way the Lakers don't sign him long-term.
If this don't work out.
If he loses leg.
Not injure it, but lose it.
He got to lose it or something like that.
To where it's off his body and they can't reattach it.
And he cannot play basketball no more.
Right. But that's a possibility. You know
but saying? No, I'm just saying, that's the only way. So he don't have nothing to worry about. He getting that 200, whatever, that 209 he going to get.
Right.
He going to get that or whatever. He going to get that. That's not even an option. Because the Lakers cannot take a risk of him walking.
Because if you do
they
that,
gave up too much.
Too much. And you know LeBron is sliding down the backside of the mountain.
But LeBron is going to definitely make him feel comfortable. At least for this first year.
If you get a championship out of it, then if you walk,
no, LeBron just gonna do. He gonna play through him. He gonna let him lead, make him happiest camper you can be.
You think that's what he's gonna do?
I know that's what he gonna do. He not gonna treat him like he did Kevin Love and Chris Bosh.
Make them change their game.
They scapegoats. Those are always the scapegoats.
Wow.
No, he gonna fit to him.
So you think that
because he ain't resigned yet?
That's true. But if I come out and start watching this season, man, and Anthony Davis shoots double the amount of threes than he's ever shot in a season, then it's LeBron.
But he gonna shoot threes.
He shoots threes, and he can make them, and he's gonna get better.
But that's not what's gonna make him better.
Playing with LeBron is gonna make him shoot the threes.
And I'm gonna be honest with you too. Everybody talking about this AD, I don't know how good AD is. I've never just sat down and dissected his game. I really don't know nothing about him.
AD is a 7-foot point guard.
I've just never witnessed
him.
Listen
to me. He's a 7-foot point guard with a good handle that's explosive, can go to the rack, can pivot, can spin around, hit you with the Olajuwon footwork. That boy bad.
I got to see. I'm going to get to dissecting this year.
That boy is bad, man. That boy
but about 10, 15, 20 games in, I know exactly what we got.
Man. So, Grayson Allen, Jay Crowder, Kyle Korver, and the 23rd overall pick go to the Memphis Grizzlies in exchange for the biggest contract that's out there on the market at one point in time, Mike Conley Jr.
Yeah, he was like one of the first ones to get that Supermax.
Yeah, 150 or so when he signed. No. Was it 180? What did he get?
No. It was big.
His deal was the biggest deal ever in the NBA.
It was bigger than that. Yeah. It was bigger than that 150, I know.
So, what you think about that?
All I'm thinking about is, Memphis, when y'all buying out Kyle Korver so we can go get it?
So you can go pick him up.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm thinking about.
Just buy him out and cut him right now.
Buy him out and we can get him for the Memphis. That's it.
Yeah.
That's one player down.
And you know LeBron on the phone with him. You already know that.
That's one player down for the cheap.
That's your shoe.
And my question was going to be to you.
Uh-huh.
How should the Lakers go about rebuilding that whole roster?
Woo! Rebuilding the whole roster. Right now, you can't rebuild the roster, per se. Like a tear down? No, you can't do that because you got LeBron and AD. The Lakers, you got to do, you got to.
I'm talking about rebuild around those two players.
You got to do it the right way, you have to build a team as if LeBron is not there. In my perception, my perspective, you got to build a team as if LeBron's not there because LeBron's not going to be there 3, 4, 5 years down the road. You want to build this franchise around AD. But you happen to have the baddest thing on the planet on your roster also. So you got to capitalize. And capitalize means take a second mortgage out on the doggone Staples Center to get whatever you need to finance a championship this season. That's what you got to do. Throw it all in the fire right
so
now.
So basically, you saying go get a third max and get role players and go over the cap with the role players.
So I'm just, to answer your question, I think you have to blow it out the water for this season. You got to go for it this year. AD's not signed. AD has done, he's going to give up the $4 million. New Orleans is going to work with you. Everything is lined
up. But why are you focusing on this season?
Because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You know right now you have LeBron, a healthy LeBron James coming in the season, a healthy AD coming in the season. You can't predict injuries. You can't predict how chemistry goes. So you blow up the
world. No, but they don't. AD already agreed to sign, re-sign with the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wouldn't be there if he did.
Yeah, Danny LeBron and the agent, everybody's doing what LeBron wants. I got you.
But no, so I mean, this is a three, four-year
plan
window they got.
Yes, but
to win a championship with LeBron.
Yes, but your focus should be building a team for AD, but you just happen to have LeBron while you're doing it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. But if I'm the GM, if I'm Pelinka,
I'm
really going to try to trash this thing out to get me 2, 3, maybe some scrap, a scrappy fourth. I'm trying to get me 3 to 4 more players that I can plug in within the parameters of that Supermax. Because the Supermax, if I can get a Supermax, that's it. Buddy, tongue's going to be wagging because you're going to be on the court. That's it. If I get a third Supermax guy, I don't have anybody that can come in and run a second unit. I don't have any second unit, period.
Well, yeah, they don't have no second unit.
So I got to get me 3 to 4 more guys. I got to get me 2 guys that ain't nobody thinking about that are really cheap, but I know they're good veterans and they can play
ball. I say Kyle Korver when he get bought out by Memphis.
That's one of my
and Carmelo Anthony.
That's 2 guys right there.
That's the big.
I can get those 2 guys right there. I can get Kyle Korver and Carmelo Anthony for under
league minimum.
I can get them for the league minimum. Korver, I'm gonna have to give him a little more than league minimum, I think.
Nah.
Just because it's special.
He's getting bought out. So he's getting the money.
Well, if he gets bought out, and then that's a double contract situation. So
yeah, he's getting the money.
And for a chance to play for a ring. He's a veteran. He's made a ton of money. He's one of the most prolific shooters of all time. So, and it's LeBron. So he may play for him.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know how Kyle Korver feels about playing for LeBron again. We don't know. So you got to throw that. That's a gnat in there. You know, you got to think about that also. But I don't know, man. I had to get me a couple players. But you got to get you 2 guards.
I say
2 guards.
I was asking you something, but this is the way I think I would do it.
Okay.
I don't know if we can possibly get them. I like the Mars twin from Boston.
Yeah.
Free agent.
Right.
That's a good wing defender.
He can defend.
Tough. He'd be nice to insert in the offense.
A lot of energy. Like.
I like Beverly.
Dog.
I like Beverly.
Shot
the right price. I like
Shot him. Time. Yeah.
And then I like Green.
Green, proven.
But I don't know if Beverly and Green can fit because Beverly is really not a true point guard.
Right.
He's a more like an off guard. But right. That's what they want, and they don't want to tell you that.
But what you trying to tell me, they want an off guard?
Because they know LeBron going to have the ball.
Yeah, I said it too.
They know that.
LeBron going to have the ball. You're right.
And they need somebody that can come off screens. You know what I'm saying? Move and hit the open three when the ball kicked to him.
You need an agitator. He's a Courtland Finnegan on the court. That guy, you put him on the other team's point guard or whoever, or the shooting guard, whoever you want to put him on, he's going to trash him the entire game.
Yeah, they need that.
That's that defensive identity. He's a guy, he's a plug and play guy.
I like Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, I know you say you like Brogdon.
I definitely like Malcolm Brogdon, but I think
RFA.
I think he's gonna be a little bit too rich.
RFA.
Because the Bucks got Middleton just declined his option.
Gotta go get him.
Become a free agent. Yeah. So
RFA, restricted free agent, man. So Brogdon is one of those tough situations, man.
Yeah, I think they're gonna match. They can't afford to lose all of them players. Tough and situation. They don't really have a lot of money either, but right. That's their player.
Yeah.
So they get a chance to match.
They can match up.
They can go over it trying to sign him.
But the thing about the advantage the team has in the restricted free agent situation is the team gets to see what you're offering them and then can go back and finagle and go in the closet and get a sock here and a shirt there.
No, they want together. You to overbid.
Yeah.
They want you really to overbid for them.
Yeah.
Because, like, if they don't match it, then he gone.
Right. So, if you overbid, then they say, oh, that's too much for us.
Ain't no way you can back out.
Okay, back. Yeah, exactly.
Get with them together. So, now, that's the thing. Yeah. But, I'm going to go back to the Lakers. The inexperience.
Always going back to the Lakers.
But the inexperience of Rob Pelinka being a GM really did hurt him because any smart GM would have been looking down the road, even in the AD trade.
True.
We're trying to maximize our cap. We're not just getting a player. We know what we're trying to do. We're trying to get much cap room.
Which lets me know that he did it blindly.
He was just trying to pull the trade off.
He was in Walmart to get one thing, to go get some toothpaste, but he ended up getting $50 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I got to give him credit. He did get them, but you should have got that pushback to the 30.
True.
To have up 32 front. Million.
Up front.
Plus the 4 million from AD waving at.
Yeah.
And you would have enough money for the match.
Yep, 32 million right there.
What, they gonna not do the deal because we want to push back?
The term is nothing. The date is nothing.
It's the fact that they got the leverage now. They don't need you no more.
Yeah, they could force him to find a third team.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do now.
That's
to thing. Make it like it's a third team trade.
Yes, and then you know what that does? It's the eve of the draft. Their pick is on number one.
But I figured something else out too. No, but this the catch. The Lakers. You know all the positions that we need?
Right.
They're trying to acquire a lot of second-round picks.
Right. And I think in this draft, second-round picks are still
pretty good. But do you know why they're trying to find them?
Why?
Because the second-round picks, the players that they sign, don't count against cap.
Don't count against cap.
So they're basically free players.
Right.
So if we need a point guard, okay, we're going to draft one. We're going to get one in the second round. We need a big man, okay, we'll get one in the second round. That won't even count against the cap.
Right.
So you got your bodies right there.
So tell me this right here.
You got your people that are just sitting on the bench.
You know how we watch the draft every year, and then when the first round ends, on the bottom side, outside the lottery, you look at the other guys, they're like, oh, this is just chum in the water for the Sharks.
Yeah.
But now in this day and age of the one and done, second round pick could be a really good pick.
Yeah, because you got
these guys going the top. Well, besides Ja Morant, the top two picks, top three picks, two of the top three are going to.
There's too much money floating around.
They're 18-year-old guys.
It's like a couple years ago.
18-year-old guys.
Where you had free agents, people had so much cap space that they was paying people $18 million for 1 year just to spend the money.
Just get it out.
Just get it out because you got to use it.
Yeah.
So they were just giving it to them.
I think Chandler Parsons was one of them guys. Remember that? Remember him?
Well, Chandler Parsons, yeah. He
had a good run for a minute there.
J.J. Redick was one of them.
Then he got paid.
He got 1 year, $17 million a year 2 years ago.
Got paid.
So I don't really like J.J. because he's pretty much like Kyle Korver. I'd rather have Kyle Korver for the price you pay for him. You get what I'm saying? Both of them can't play defense.
Kyle Korver shoots.
But at least Kyle Korver is 6'7".
Yeah.
Taller. And can act like he's playing defense.
Get it anyway, because JJ can't cover nobody.
He can't guard nobody. Right. So I'd rather have Kyle Korver than have JJ Redick for the price.
Because those guys are going to be in the game late in the game with the game on the line to make that shot. And so when the ball's in play on the other side of the court, Kyle Korver 6'7", can put his hand up and get in somebody's face.
Yeah, he can just act like he's playing defense better than.
Because JJ can't jump, JJ can't really move like that.
He can't do nothing.
He can shoot, but he can't do nothing else. Yeah, you're right about that, man.
So I've been dissecting this. It's
the boy, he like those old guys that played with LeBron already. He tried to get the old squad back together.
No, I just like the right fit around LeBron. And you know how LeBron treat big men. And that's what got me scared with AD. You know how he treated Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh didn't get in his game. Chris Bosh basically was a stationary three-point shooter.
Got to get off the block and shoot the three with LeBron. That's how it goes.
But not with AD.
That's how it goes, man.
The ball going through AD first. LeBron is not the LeBron from 5 years ago.
You know, in spurts, but here's the thing. LeBron is a 25-8 guy last year before he got hurt. LeBron's trending towards the MVP. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
No, but I ain't talking about that. We know he can get out.
But
he shouldn't have to do that.
Energy level shouldn't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying we need LeBron in the playoffs to play defense.
LeBron needs to throw calculated punches.
LeBron when he on the court to play defense. And if that means sit out like Kawhi Leonard sat out 20 games, then so be it.
Get ready.
But when you on that court, I need you to play defense.
Wide open, yeah.
I need you to be able to play defense.
Yeah, you've been talking a lot about LeBron's defense lately. I think you got something in the back of your mind that's worrying you a little bit about that.
No, I just know he don't put the effort. I know he don't. Because he's been having too much of the offensive load.
True.
It's hard, man. It's hard.
And it was all him last year. Him and Kuzma. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I'm gonna give you my breakout player this year. And he come from the Lakers.
Ingram?
Kevin Kuzma.
Oh, gosh. Oh, he said still with the Lakers. Gotcha.
Kyle Kuzma.
And you know what? I'm going to go the other way. I think he regresses. Mm-hmm. I think he does.
How?
Because
he has never seen no double teams. He's 6'9", 6'10".
Because when you got Hammerhead LeBron and when you got the monster LeBron right there,
step back.
We ain't even worried about Kuzma when we got to deal with AD
and
LeBron.
That's what the problem going to be. Man. He can do it all, Dad.
Okay.
He's going to be a monster this year. He's going to break out this year.
We're going to see.
He's going to officially be... He's going to be like Siakam for the Raptors.
You think?
He's going to turn into a star this year.
Okay. We're going to see, man. We're gonna see.
I really think so.
We're going to see.
We don't really need a third star because we got one on the team.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think he takes a step back. He doesn't get the balls. He doesn't get the shots.
He's going to get out.
The screens are not going to be set for him. Plays are not going to be...
He's going to get all that, man.
The ball's not running through
him.
The ball's not running through him, man.
He's going to get all that.
Ball is not running through him. Ain't no way about it. You can forget about it, man. Staying in the West, man. What about the Houston Rockets, man? What is going on, man? State Farm and broke up with the beard. What's going on?
You can't beat your man. You can't beat the man in front of you. Just sit back and watch me. That's what the beard said. You can't beat your man.
Give me the ball and clear it out.
Yeah, you can't beat your man no more. Sit down, watch. Chris Paul, hell of a man. Listen, I told the last podcast we had, I said, who did I say need to put a garbage bag over their head when they pick up their check?
Chris Paul.
That's who I said. Oh, well, that's the guy I'm saying this week. Man, the man should put a brown paper bag over his head. When he go pick his check up, that's how he need to pick it up.
He ought to be ashamed
picking his check up. To be getting $40 million and you a shell of yourself. You can't even beat the man in front of you.
Man, he gotta have something on that gym.
You don't have no leverage to be arguing with the beard.
The beard ball, MVP status.
Baller. I understand that the offense is based around him. But who is it supposed to be a base? It's supposed to be based around him.
Let's for Chris Paul's sake, man, because Chris Paul's always been a good guy and all this stuff. For his sake, let's just say that it's a personal respect issue between those two. It can't be related to sports because the beard is that man.
Listen.
The beard is that man.
The beard, listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you go somewhere and you can't get along with somebody over here, then you move to another place.
Can't get along
with and you can't get along with somebody over here. I think pretty much the common denominator is you.
It's never you, Dez. But you always come in the house smelling like smoke saying you didn't like the fire. What my daddy used to tell me.
Listen. Chris Paul. It's Chris Paul, man.
He used to say
he's not a good teammate.
You say you didn't like that fire over there, Dez. I see the fire burning, but you smell like smoke. But you say it wasn't you.
Believe me, and he here to know us. Oh, Chris Paul ain't this no more. Chris Paul ain't this. You hear that, Noah? Don't act like you don't hear that. Didn't Draymond Green say it? I hear it. We hear all that. They hear that.
Right.
And, I mean, what can you say? The film don't lie. When you go back and look at that film, man, I watched it every game of that series. Chris Paul couldn't beat the man in front of him. I was so upset with him, man.
And you know what? This is the crazy thing about it. This is let you know that you are getting a little longer, too. Chris Paul was always a quick guard, very decisive. I mean, one of the he's a Hall of Fame point guard. Don't get me wrong. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, no doubt. He already is. But the last two seasons, Chris Paul really goes into the paint. He goes into that block, and he has to turn his back to the basket every single time to look elsewhere because he can't get around that guy.
Right.
He goes in there, and then he turns his back. He has to circle out there.
Dribble the ball out the ball.
Yes. He's Steve Francis in the ball, dribbling it. He has to do it every single time.
Yeah.
So that's
Chris Paul right now is the third option on a good team. But your third option can't be making $40 million a year. And that's what the problem is. Yeah. If Chris Paul was making $20 million a year, would nothing been said about Chris Paul. But it's the fact that Chris Paul is getting 38. He owed 38, 40, and then 41 for the next 3 years.
So here's another question for you. Do you think it really is a big, huge disagreement between James Harden and Chris Paul? Or do you think this is the front office and everybody else saying, you know what, Chris, you know, it really ain't working out. And Chris really understanding it ain't working out. And they just throwing this story out there to try to generate some interest and get somebody to take that contract? Because they shot.
All of the above.
Because nobody wants it. Nobody wants that contract.
Nobody wants it.
Who's going to trade for Chris Paul?
Because look. If I'm going to tell you what I would do if I was Daryl Morey. This is what I do. I would call up the Washington Wizards and say, let's have a bad contract for bad contract. I say let's have a bad contract for bad contract.
We both got bad contracts regardless.
Let me have your bad contract.
Let's just change scenery. Maybe we can get something out of it.
And let me ship him off.
I agree. Well, you sound like a GM on that one. I agree with you.
I'm telling you, that's what I do.
Yep.
Because you ain't nobody going to take the contract.
Nobody.
You're not getting no you couldn't pay me two first round to take his contract.
Nope.
So basically, let me have that bad contract and you get this. Swap bad contract.
Change the scenery.
Change the scenery. They owed about the same amount of money every time.
Change the scenery. That's it, man. That's a good
because contract. They can't get a loan. What a name?
Who?
I'm talking about trading him for.
Oh, for the Wizards?
He been out for what? He been out. He was out last year.
Jay Wall. Yeah.
I take him. Hey, say, you don't need to shoot. He might fit over there, though.
Might work with him.
It might work, but Chris Paul we know ain't working.
Right.
So that's the only option.
I'll take maybe over, man, I know we got nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
But one thing about John Wall.
He's going to that rack. He can beat the man in front of him.
He can beat the man in front of him.
He specializes in that.
That's what he do.
It's just when the man in front of him back off of him and say, go ahead and shoot. That's when he in trouble.
That's when he, but he can hit that every from now on. Chris Paul can't do it. He wasn't hitting his shots.
Man, I said that last year. In that playoff, they said, you know, Chris Paul almost got him over the hump, but he got hurt. And his shots were just falling.
Then the next year,
he can't hit that
break,
shot.
The next year, every break fell away this year. And they still couldn't beat Golden State.
Still couldn't.
Nobody don't want to hear that no more. This team is not designed to beat Golden State.
Yeah.
Period.
You got to break it up.
Got to leave that alone.
Got to break it up. So, man, Chris Middleton, man, I know everybody that comes out there, everybody that can ball, I get a call or a text message from you. You want them on the Lakers. You can't get everybody, B.A.
Listen.
You can't get everybody. And the reason he's opting out
we
is
can
not
get
the league.
Players.
He's not opting out
to we leave. Don't care why he opting out. He's a free agent. That means anybody can put a bid on him.
The man was due $13 million. Why would he not opt out when he can? He eligible for a max.
But who going to give it to him?
The Bucks.
Man, the Bucks not get. Man, boy, if that's the max, if he get Okay, if he get a max contract, then you already know where the Bucks going. Damn. Nowhere.
But yeah.
That, but that's what.
Check this out though. If he's due $13 million, Harrison Barnes is opting out of a $25 million contract. Chris Middleton should easily get $20-25 million
a year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not gonna get it, but they're crippling that team that they're getting it from.
I wouldn't give him $150 million. I wouldn't give him. What's he do? He's due a 5-year $190 million. I wouldn't give him that. But I give
why?
I give him $120 million.
He eligible before?
Eligible? I'm eligible to go to the bank for a loan right now.
Okay. Then what you talking about? But I mean, this is all about leverage. If he eligible for it, he was an all-star player. Why he can't get it?
Opts out. Opts out. Forces the team to pay me, because if you don't pay me, some other clown is gonna pay me.
Right. But it's gonna be a lot of people get paid. Man, whether it's 1-year deal or 4-year deal. They getting paid. The money is there.
NBA money is out there, boy. It's out there, man. It's astronomical. You think about the great football players. They're signing deals and getting maybe money for these 1-year deals. These NBA guys are getting guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
It's guys on the end of the bench. Man, if you look at these things right here, we always look at the big numbers.
Making $6-7 million.
Dude, look at those guys sitting on the end of the bench making $6 million.
Yeah.
Dude, the guys that just are barely in the league don't even know they're going to make it through training camp right now under contract.
Yeah.
Lakers got one. I can't even think of his name. He's getting $1 million. I know you can't call his name right now.
Rodman. Bonga.
Getting $1 million.
Ain't none of them. I don't even know who they is.
Getting $1 million. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I know.
$1 million. All they doing is holding the towel the whole game. No chance of getting in.
Yeah. They basically the mascots.
Man, NBA money's out there, man.
It's out there.
NBA. And people don't get it wrong now. I'm not saying that. And I think football players should make a lot more money.
But they got to negotiate it.
You got to negotiate it. It's a bigger roster, so the pool isn't like it is in basketball. Basketball is even greater than baseball. Baseball's playing, making astronomical dollars, too. But NBA is
12 players. They negotiate their money like that. That's why they get it like that.
NBA is a player's league.
But I'm just saying, they agree on that. Yeah. Football don't agree. They be selling for anything.
Man, listen, I ain't gonna name the guy, but I just saw a kid that signed a big contract with big numbers. I mean, it's all glossy and all that stuff, man. But at the end of the day, if you look at the fine print, you really signed a deal that only guarantees you 1 year and $14 million. But if you look at it, it's like, oh, man, dude signed 4 or 5 years, gonna get $48 million. No.
Ooh, not at all. In football?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you got to look at the fine print, man. In football, they really put a parachute on everything that you get. When you talk about the plane, they really holding the remote control for that parachute. Mm-hmm. The owners, it's an owners league in football. It's the owners.
It's a good old boy.
It's the brand.
Good old boy club.
It's the brand. It ain't about the talent. It's the brand.
That's why they don't let just anybody come and own the team.
There you go.
That's why.
There you go.
They ain't finna break that up.
And they making all kind of money.
They making all kind of. That's why Dak can't even get in money though.
They making all kind of money, man.
Why Dak can't get in money?
Playing a suicide.
Why Carson Wentz ain't been healthy but 1 year out of four?
Pizzay. Paid.
But he done got paid.
Paid.
Dak Prescott, durable, everything. That don't count for nothing.
It's crazy, man.
It's crazy how they work that, man.
That's that good old boy mentality on that one right there.
I know.
Yeah, most definitely, man. You know what's crazy thing about it, man? If you think about that, just get off on a little tangent with that. The good old boy mentality. Steve Air McNair, man. You know, we love McNair. But, you know, he came out. It was a big story about how he needed to sit and hold the clipboard and learn how to be an NFL quarterback, because all that running, that razzle and dazzle, running around, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And McNair, I love Michael Vick. Love Michael Vick.
But Michael Vick went on his level.
Man, McNair was a whole nother beast.
Yeah, McNair, I mean, Vick went on his level.
People, y'all don't understand the greatness.
He's a true quarterback.
You don't understand the greatness of Steve McNair, because he went to the league, and just because of stereotypes, they didn't want him being Air McNair. They didn't want him being the running around, the guy Alcorn. He got a highlight play where he spun around, I think, 8 times, threw a long pass, the boot down. Man, the dude just unreal. But he went to the NFL, and the stereotype said, oh, you can't do this. You can't play in the NFL if you're going to be a black guy. You can't run around like that. And he made himself a pocket passer. He ran only when he had to, man. So, yeah. Aaron McNair was a bad boy, man.
Bad.
Bad boy. Bad boy. This dude here, man, B.A. is going to get everybody on them Lakers, man. Everybody. It's not enough money, man. You can't just get everybody, B.A.
No, I'm talking about that fit the criteria, fit the scheme, and money-wise. Well, I know we can't get Middleton. Middleton is lined up for a max. He's expecting to get the max, which he probably know he ain't going to get. But he want a little less.
No. He's doing exactly what he needs to do because if I'm getting $13 million, the dude over
here getting $20 million. No, but I'm just saying, he's going to get a little bit less than the max. He's probably get about $20, $25 million a year.
Yeah, throw the max talk out there.
About $130 million.
Aim for the star, but if you land on the moon, you have it.
But the market say he get that, but that the play don't say it. Even though he was an all-star. Honestly, if you got Khris Middleton as your second best player on a team, that's saying that you're really not a good team.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying?
Right. You're right.
That's
exactly
all
right.
I'm saying.
Exactly right.
And that's all I'm saying.
So, man, tell me this right here. You don't think that if they're trying to open up, Lakers are trying to gut the whole roster.
Right.
Keep three
for
players.
For $4 million.
Keep three players.
For $5 million.
Trying to keep three players. That's it. Mm-hmm. LeBron, AD, and Kuzma.
Right.
Everybody else, keep your phone on you because you might get a call. Between now and tomorrow night, you may get a phone call. They trying to gut everybody to get that third max. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if they do that, though, man, what's the – you got to have some type of understanding or some backroom talk going on with somebody else out there, man, if you're doing it.
What you mean?
You gut your whole roster to get that third max.
Listen, Dad. You got AD and LeBron.
You wouldn't do that unless you have
an insight. What did I tell you? You can go get them other few players. It don't have to be much. All you gotta do is find people that fit that you think can fit around LeBron.
But somebody gotta wanna go over there and play behind LeBron and AD. Whoever walks over there, if you ain't Kawhi Leonard, which is not gonna happen.
No, we don't want Kawhi. Don't want to be no third fiddle.
Whoever goes over there is third place.
No, fourth. Got cool. Breakout.
Man, listen. Fourth. Put him wherever. Whoever goes over there has to agree to that. So you got to have somebody that you know is going to agree to that.
And they're going to get him.
No, they already got that.
No, you don't know that. No,
yeah, they're trying to do it. They in talks with somebody. They got to be, don't you think?
Look, that's a bad sign. Andrew Wiggins.
You just don't like that guy.
No, he never was.
In but the that's why Jimmy Butler is gone from over there.
I mean, I understand that, but he's not the truth. I've been saw that, Dad. We saw that.
Look at what's remaining on Andrew Wiggins' contract. 4 years, $122.2 remaining.
Right.
So remaining on his contract.
And that, what did I tell you? You're not getting that production out of him.
Man.
That's who they're trying to trade Chris Paul to right there.
Golly.
And get Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins is getting $30-plus million dollars a year for the next few years.
And what that telling you? You're in bad shape.
Man.
That telling you as a team, you're in bad shape.
$30-something million dollars for Andrew Wiggins.
Because he's nowhere near that type of player.
Golly.
They say he ain't even motivated to play basketball.
Can't play defense if you lock him in the closet.
And he's too athletic to not be able to play defense.
Can't play defense if you lock him in the closet.
But why, though? That's because he's not motivated to play. He's only there getting a paycheck.
$30 million will do that to you.
Nah. Nah. $30 million ain't did it.
Wow.
$30 million didn't do that to him. That's him, personally. That's just the way he is. $30 million don't do it to you.
Man, Boston Celtics, man. What's going on with them? Their team is blowing up right now. Danny Ainge, what you doing? What is Danny Ainge doing? We talked about Danny Ainge holding
the sky is falling.
And then Asia doing it without him, because they said Boston did all this great trading, got all these picks and all this stuff.
Yeah,
they haven't done nothing with it.
It comes a point in the time where assets are just assets.
I don't get it, man.
You got to spend some of them.
Kyrie, you know Kyrie's situation. Horford didn't offer that.
Why you didn't give Boston three first-round picks for Anthony Davis and Jaylen Brown? For Anthony Davis.
We don't know what they offered, though. It just said
but I'm saying
it was hung up on the young kid.
Tatum. I mean, I wouldn't gave up Tatum either. Not to for a rim.
That's the thing.
But I'd have gave up Jaylen Brown for a rim.
No, if I could have got him to agree to it. That's why Rich Paul and LeBron got in front of that. They said, oh, you can get him. We're going to get there. We're going to do exactly what we're supposed to do. Play ball, play hard, all this stuff. But It's for 1 year. You're not going to sign us. So that's why Boston didn't want to give up Tatum. Because they could have signed him long term. They'd have gave Tatum up.
Of course.
I know. All day long.
I know that.
Twice on Sunday, like you say.
Yeah, I know. I already know that would have.
But Horford opts out, man. So there's some back room going on right there.
Nah, but then I'm gonna go a little further back. You remember last year how they did Smart?
Right, right.
That's just the Boston way.
It's crazy, man.
They did that man wrong. That man was upset at Boston. I'm talking about how they did him in free agency.
Yeah.
And he had to wait till the last
to the end, man. Hung him out there to dry.
And they basically said, you see what your value is, so this is what we're going to pay.
Yeah. So the same thing with Horford. Horford said they were too far apart. He was going to sign a 3-year deal with Boston.
Right, 3 years, $65 million.
He said they were
too far. He's making 30 in 1 year. Why would he take 65 for three?
He said they so far apart. He said, I'm not even discussing re-signing with Boston.
Dad, the man opted out of a $30 million for 1 year. You offered a man three years, 65. 60. That ain't even 15 a year.
Right. He said, hey.
So he's taking a $15 million pay cut this year.
He's not
even. And added on three more years.
He's not even discussing re-signing with them. That's what he said.
That wasn't even, that was one of them offering deals. If you don't get up out of my office, I know something.
Man, listen, and Kyrie ain't talking to y'all, so you're going to lose Horford and Kyrie.
And no compensation.
And you had all them picks. That ain't what you doing. That ain't what is he doing? I don't know what he's doing, man.
But what's up with your boy, though?
Who that?
I mean, I understand you opted out of $30 million, but how you 33 years old and expect to get a 4-year deal, though?
Horford.
That's all I'm saying.
I only say that to say that.
He get $20 million a year from somebody.
He's drumming up offers. He's saying, I want to consider a 4-year deal.
Dead.
He's trying to drum up offers. Or he's already got a phone call from somebody.
Dead. He going
and
to
took a handshake with somebody.
Listen.
He going to a trash team.
Listen, I think you got the Sacramento Kings with like $70 million to spend. And you know they not going to get a free agent. So he going to end up going to like Dallas. They got like $40-50 million. They're going to go to a team like that and get that money knowing he can't win. That's basically what they're doing now. But I can't blame them.
Get the money.
I can't blame them for trying to get the money.
Man. But Boston, I don't know what y'all thinking. I don't know what Danny Ainge is doing. Like,
Danny Ainge is running off all his clients.
That's crazy. That is crazy, man. The man is making 30 point one this year, and you offer him 3 years at 60?
That's not good.
Nah. Just beg me for a pay cut, why don't you? Don't just tell me you're finna just give me that.
No.
That's crazy. Man, so man, let's talk about a little football, man. Michael Thomas, man. Saints trying to make him the highest paid receiver in the game. Does he deserve it?
Huh?
Michael Thomas, does he deserve to be the highest player in the game?
I think he deserves it, man, because, I mean,
numbers don't lie, dude.
It's just the fact that he playing with Drew Brees.
He in a system. He getting balls. You know
that's why he deserves it. For the system he playing in.
And the use.
I ain't going to say he's going to go anywhere else and be the same.
But his use in that system.
In that system.
Is worthy of what he's getting paid.
It's worthy.
And he's putting the numbers up. He's a monster.
Yeah,
he's a monster. Now, I've listened to other people talk about, like, saying that he's not a good route runner. He's not this. He's not a.
I thought that was his strength.
He's not a Julio. He's not all that. And yada, yada, yada. But. Numbers don't lie.
But I thought that was his strength.
What? Robert, well, I heard otherwise from some guys that may have guarded it. And
that's crazy.
But he's eating the league up, though. So
nah, monster.
Ain't nobody doing straight too good a job guarding him either. So I've heard both sides of it. But yeah.
Straight monster.
That's crazy, man. A lot of news coming out of camp with the Kyle Murray situation.
Mm-hmm.
Saying he's showing out, man. That's what they're saying. Yeah. It all sounds good when they ain't got no pads on, though. Everybody got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't doubt it. The kid's a phenomenal athlete. I said this. I argued with people leading up to the draft. I said this dude right here is going to have an opportunity to be a big-time prospect and all this stuff. And the season went exactly the way, you know, it was drawn up to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he wins the Heisman and gets picked number one overall. So, yeah, Oklahoma still didn't get a championship out of that. Had two Heisman winning quarterbacks, went number one over all in the draft, and still didn't win nothing. Still didn't win nothing.
Right.
How does that happen?
It just, you know how it, the system.
Give me one baseball team on any level. You had a pitcher in that playing, an ace, that went number one overall in the draft, and then very next year you had another guy on the same team that's your ace that goes number one overall in the draft. That team, I promise you, will be playing for all the marbles in whatever league they're in. Wouldn't you say?
I mean, it's a strong possibility.
Gotta be there. Had a great season, don't get me wrong, but man, I would think they would have parlayed a championship out of having two first round picks, two number one overall picks. That's crazy to me. College football, man, I love college football. Get ready to crank up with that, man. And same old thing. It's going to be the battle in the South, man. Battle in the South. Chris Middleton. Wow. He has to re-sign with him, right? They got to re-sign him.
They got to keep somebody.
Got to re-sign him. Ricky Rubio, man. You don't like him in L.A.?
Nah, he can't shoot.
He ain't got to shoot.
Yeah, he do. You got to be able to shoot.
He ain't got to shoot. Though. He ain't got to be able to shoot, man. All he gotta do is knock it out. Got the mail lady dropping off, man. What you know order, man?
I ain't ordering that.
Mail lady dropping off this big package over there. Look at Rubio, man. You ever seen them shot? Look at that. That scamp cannot shoot. He's a wizard with that ball, though, man.
Yeah.
He's a wizard with that ball. Just can't shoot, though. That tall.
I say.
What you mean you don't want the Lakers to get nothing, man?
I just feel like you don't want them to get nobody. You just want LeBron and AD to go out on the court 3-5, him and Kyle Kuzma, and go 3-5 and see if they win the championship.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a lot of free agents. It's going to be plenty to pick from. I can tell you that much. It's a lot of money out there.
Deion Waiters getting 12 million.
See what I'm saying?
Money out there in the NBA, man.
And you know he garbage.
Money out there, man. Golly, money out there. Big time money out there. No, it's not that I don't want the Lakers to get nobody, man. It's just that I don't like that strong arm robbery y'all just pulled, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
What robbery? What you talking
y'all
about?
Y'all pulled strong arm robbery, man.
Man, look, I'm you got Trevor Ariza, Nerlens Noel, Austin Rivers, Patrick Beverly, Wayne Ellington, either Morris twin, either Gasol brother, Wilson Chandler, DeMarcus Cousins, Seth Curry, and Danny Green. Those are all third and fourth tier players. You don't think the Lakers could finish their roster out with them players I just named?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And go compete for a championship?
For sure.
Yeah, I know we could.
For sure. So, man, but there's not enough money to get.
How many players you think, with their cap space right now, how many players do you honestly think they can go get?
The Lakers, as it is, even if the New Orleans doesn't work with them on that?
Even if they don't work with them.
If New Orleans doesn't work with them, I still think you can still go get you two scrap dogs.
Two scraps. So, how they gonna fill the rest of their roster?
Good luck.
All right.
Your second round picks.
Nah, they can get more than two.
Your second round picks.
They can get more than two. Because it's some on that list that somebody ain't gonna even sign.
Here's the thing with the Lakers. I think New Orleans will end up
Helping them out.
I think AD definitely will agree to help them out. He's doing it anyway because he's not forcing him to sign him. So AD's all aboard.
Mm-hmm.
He's all aboard. And going to be underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
He's all aboard. So he's losing on every end. Every end he's losing.
Mm-hmm.
But
For this year.
But it could be a greater gain. You know, it might be greater later. Like
it could be still over there in New Orleans.
Could be still there, but it could be greater later by going over here and doing what you got to do. And we don't know what they promised him for right. Doing what he's doing.
And that's what you got to look at.
That's the big ticket, man. So, get your two scrap dogs. I think the focus is going to be on those teams that are not contenders but they have valuable assets and they're really not sure about building, like, you know what I'm saying, building on those assets.
And you got to look at the buyout market.
So you get the buyout market, you get those second round picks, and you get developmental players in the second round that you can use for trade assets with those teams that are not going to compete.
Because they definitely want to
get younger. Let's get younger and get
cheaper. No, but they definitely want to hit on a second round pick just so somebody can be like, somebody get somebody, and then you go to summer camp and play in the league.
Package him up.
And then, oh, okay, dang, he got value.
Package him up.
There you go.
Yep. Package him up. But then if you get the second round picks, it doesn't hurt you on the cap. So you can exceed the cap with the second round picks.
Yeah.
They can go over.
Yeah, that's why they're trying to get second round picks. Yeah. They can get.
That's what they're going to do. But, you know, you'll see tomorrow night. Before tomorrow, probably when we get up in the morning, going into the draft, you'll see some jankiness going on.
Okay.
Oh, some backroom deals being cut today, buddy. You will see some jankiness going on tomorrow.
That hard words ain't nothing going on in Houston, though.
Well, said ain't no dysfunction.
Ain't no dysfunction, but you ain't got your coach extension yet. That's the dysfunction right there.
Yeah, something janky going on in Houston, man. And Houston's not working. We all know this is not working. You can't get over the hump. This was your shot. You didn't get over the hump.
Everything fell right. Kevin Durant got hurt. Who got hurt? Kevin Durant? Somebody got hurt. Was it Kevin Durant got hurt?
Did he go down against Houston? Yeah.
Yeah. And then you couldn't beat him like that.
Hold on. Was it Houston or was it, I can't remember. Was it Portland he went down against?
I don't know who he went down against, but I know in the series that
they had all the bounces go that way, and they still couldn't win the game.
They couldn't beat them without. Yeah, Durant got hurt Game 5, I think. Game 6, Game 5.
That wasn't against Portland, though.
I don't know.
I think it was against Portland, man.
But I know he got hurt. They couldn't beat him that last game. Maybe it was.
I think we might be both off on that. I can't remember. Been so long ago. It seems like we've been talking so much basketball. Golly, but so it's Christmas. It's Zion Christmas. Zion's a guy.
Overrated.
That's what you heard it here.
Overrated.
You heard it here on Dumpster Juice Radio. You say Zion's overrated.
Yeah, he's overrated.
You think?
Yeah, he's not. Morant is the best player in that draft.
Okay. Why you say that?
Because
if you had the number one pick, if you're the Pelicans, you take.
No, I'm taking Zion.
Okay. All right, then.
That's not a doubt.
End of discussion.
But that's the tickets in the seat.
True.
For an organization, I'm talking about for that. I'm taking Zion. Right. I mean, you're going to sell out just because of
his name.
Yeah, so that's why you're taking Zion.
But he won the Warriors.
You're not just taking Zion for the player.
Listen, man. They got a basketball team in New Orleans, and you know how people are just absolutely crazy about the Saints over there. Not the same with the Pelicans, though.
Well, you might be right.
Right next door. You had AD. You had DeMarcus Cousins. So, you have some talent down there.
Yeah, they don't really care about basketball.
Listen, you know what I do?
That's why I say the Lakers need to get Cousins.
This is what I do, and I hope nobody in the arena over there is listening. But when I go to a Pelicans game, man, I literally get a $6 nosebleed, and I go sit down at the bottom, foot on the floor.
Oh, yeah?
There's nobody at those games.
Oh, okay.
Nobody at those games. I'm talking about even when they're playing the Golden State Warriors.
Still nobody.
There's nobody at those games. I mean, there's more people when you play somebody like the Lakers and the Warriors, yada, yada, yada. But you still can literally navigate your way through that stadium because they're not built like that for basketball. Saints game, you got no chance.
No, I already know. They don't care about basketball like that.
That's Saints time. Period. Point blank. But Ja Morant, you really like his game, huh?
I like him.
What you like most about it?
I like the way he go to that hole. Remind me of Westbrook.
Quick, fast.
But he dunking, though.
Ooh.
I mean, Westbrook do dunk, too. But when he go through that, he ain't playing, man.
Reminds me of a young Derrick Rose.
Nah.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose can't hold his jock strap. Nah, Derrick Rose laying the ball up. This guy is going through that whole dunking. Westbrook style.
B.A.
Man.
I don't think you know that Memphis version of Derrick Rose.
Nah, I don't. Because he
I don't think you know that elbows upon the rim behind his head.
What this guy do.
Man.
He couldn't do what this
guy do. Sports fans, y'all jump on, man. Y'all jump on the page. Y'all jump on Facebook. Let me know. B.A. says that Ja Morant or Derrick Rose can't hold Ja Morant's jock strap.
Hmm. No. This dude tough.
The young Derrick Rose straight out of Memphis.
Listen, man.
Bumpy face Derrick Rose.
Listen, I'm telling you, this dude is the absolute truth. Instant impact.
He a monster.
Instant impact. I'm telling you, man.
Offensively, I don't know who's going to be able to guard.
I don't know much about that part, but he's so athletic, he'll learn how to guard if he don't know how to guard.
Yeah, but I can't believe you just said that Derrick Rose can't hold this dude's jockstrap.
He can't.
That's some high praise from you if you're saying that, but you're completely wrong. Because Derrick Rose, oh my gosh, man.
Man, Derrick Rose was good. I mean, I ain't seen anyone good, but he ain't nothing like this guy. He don't have the explosion this guy got.
This dude is explosive.
He don't have it. He don't have it. If you ain't going through that old dunking like that, this dude going through that dunking, man. Dunking on people, man.
Explosive. I mean, just violent.
Yeah, man. This dude the truth, man. This dude is like a Kyrie Irving, but can jump.
Right. Can take off.
Like, Kyrie Irving really can't jump. Hey, this dude is doing the same thing Kyrie Irving doing, but he dunking when he go to home.
Kyrie Irving, though, is probably the best
finisher
in the game.
As far as under the rim. Without
every dunking. Time he goes in there, you say, that's got to get blocked. Oh, no way it's going in. And yeah. He's doing it like it's routine.
Yeah.
He got that. Uncle Drew, you got that, man.
Yeah, he's the best finisher under the rim. Man,
Terry Rozier, you want him?
Nah, I don't want Terry Rozier.
Why not?
I take him now. It depends on at what price. Like I say, it just depends on what price these players going at.
So, Kyrie and Horford both leave, which it looks like. I don't know.
If they lose Rozier? They still got to sign him.
Okay. He's the happiest in the bunch.
Because Kyrie gone?
Yeah. My price is going up.
But who knows? Somebody might offer him more, though. And he might not even go back to Boston himself.
He might not either. So he might lose all three of them.
But Boston got three first.
True.
So, I mean, what's all these? You just keep letting these good players go, but the assets keep coming. Who cares about that?
Who cares
about the assets? You got to win something out of all the assets.
Hey, man, listen, man. Patrick Hill. If you're listening to this right here, and rest in peace to Whipper Petty, I remember JCR being saying that down that perk. He came up to me and Kenny Mack and told us, he says, I like them boys down from Stone County. He said, they got some good potential. He said, but my job on the line, I don't need no potential. I need touchdowns.
Yeah.
He said, I don't need no potential. I need touchdowns.
Potential don't count though.
He straight up told us that in the stands.
Potential don't count to nothing.
Nothing, man. Then age. Getting all these assets and not doing anything with it means nothing.
Right.
Means nothing. You got a bunch of scrap about to land on the side of the house or in your backyard or on the trailer.
Ain't doing you no good.
Ain't doing you no good in your yard.
Now you take it down there to Parker.
Live action.
You getting money out of something out of them.
Live action. Yep.
Now, I already know now.
That's what it is, man. Ain't no news on your Steelers, man, today? Ain't no Steelers news today from
you? Big Ben said we just, Big Ben ready to get the season started. Said kind of quiet over here in Steelers town.
And I got rid of that cancer, AB, huh?
Yeah, I got rid of all of that stuff. You're quiet in Pittsburgh. You ain't heard nothing on Pittsburgh, have you?
Nothing, man.
All right. That's
nothing at all.
I don't think about it, but what's that at? That quietness ain't going to mount to a hill of beans if you ain't got that talent on the field.
There you go.
So we're going to have to see how this goes.
Yep. I can't wait to see y'all Swiss cheese defense that you bragging about. I can't wait to see that Swiss cheese.
Man, you know we fold up pretty good in the first part of the season then.
Had to tighten screws down?
Tighten screws down in the middle of the season toward the end. We get better and better every year.
That's how it goes, man.
Every week.
That's how it goes. Well, man, shoot, man. Woo! That's about 50 plus minutes here on Dumpster Juice Radio, man. Today is NBA Sports Talk. I think we're going to let them ride out with that, man, and reconvene after this draft. What you reckon, B.A.?
Yeah, that'll work. Reconvene.
You're listening to the Today is NBA Sports Talk show on Dumpster Juice Radio.
Dumpster Juice Radio.
Big boy truck, bag in at the club, get this big boy suck. Eight ball, MJG, you know we can't be touched. If it's about Tennessee and weed, you can link it to us. If
If I feel you disrespecting, I'ma cock it and bust. And the JG gon' be right with me if that ain't enough.
If that ain't enough, don't worry, I got eight in the clip. Eight for them hard looks and eight for that living was unnecessary. Therefore, the punishment was less than very ugly. Was fucked up, you wanted this, you lucked up then. Oh well, some more shit I'm stuck up in. Hey, let's squash it. Go sweep the dust up then. Drink a shot, I got a bitch you can drive a truck up in. MJG, and I got
it. Pimp hard, 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 pimp hard.
Shit like a pimp should. I fuck with them niggas who run the hood from the south to the east coast to the west. I be puffing on that shit that's gonna be burning in your chest. See them hoes want a nigga who got bread. These niggas want a bitch who got that fire head. And all I want is weed and money and more money. The streets don't respect a nigga with no money.
You're poor dummy, you should be spending your whole money. But if y'all with you some, probably tell her no, honey. You too slow, son. What I'm spitting gon' make you know something. So the next time, instead of just talking, you can show something. And most hoes is like casinos, built to blow something. So anytime a bitch approach me, I see some dough coming. My main focus is tricks who be out hoe hunting, but they don't get that pussy for free. I make them owe something.
Hard, pimp harder.
Thick women giving love to me, hugs and kisses, disrespecting bitches cause of me. Always wanna sex with me no matter where we be. All her friends do my friends and they do it for free. Okay, we smoke with them hoes and get them something to eat. But any real nigga will just a drill, baby. Pimp harder for the millennium. That paper out here for ya.
Some. Hit a liquid song. Tell my bitch to quick get the gun. We got some shit to run, so shut up and cut off the grits they done. I want you up on your feet until they blister some. Bitch, you understand what I'm saying? I'm the official one. MJG, I pimp strong until the reason's gone. Until there ain't no whole track left to sprinkle season on. The niggas who violated, they still bleeding on. I beat packs and shit sacks in the leaving zone.
Dumpster Juice Radio.